Oh, good Friday morning. I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina. A rather diffuse backdoor cold front approached the region last evening, helping to fire off some showers and thunderstorms. Got caught out in some of that extremely heavy rain out in Troy yesterday afternoon and into the early evening hours. Now, that front will once again be the catalyst for another round of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon today. Now, once again, there'll be lots of moisture to work with in the atmosphere and energy associated with the front. There is a chance we could see some more of those storms on the strong to severe side, although the focus will shift from the north country from yesterday to near and south of I-90 for the bulk of the severe threat. The Storm Prediction Center has again included parts of our area under a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms. Today, centering around the area along and south of I-90 in New York into southwestern Massachusetts and western Connecticut. I'll have more on that in just a minute. Temperatures will be a touch cooler than yesterday, but will still be running a little above normal and will continue to heat up as we head into and through the holiday weekend. Speaking of, it's looking like a picture-perfect couple of early summer days for the Independence Day weekend. We'll have plenty of sunshine both days. High temperatures will be climbing into the upper 70s and low to mid 80s on the 4th, with more sunshine and even warmer temps for Sunday. While it does look to be primarily dry over the holiday weekend, a rogue shower or storm can't be completely ruled out later Sunday, as a couple of disturbances in the upper atmosphere track along the edge of the upper dome of high pressure we'll be sitting under the edge of. Seasonably hot and dry pattern looks to be setting up for the first half of next week, with a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm Monday and Tuesday. Better chances as we head on into midweek and the end of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight across parts of northeastern Montana into western and northern North Dakota. That slight risk area surrounded by a marginal risk area as well. There's also a marginal risk area for severe storms for the southern half of New York, northeastern Pennsylvania, and the northern half of New Jersey. Mid and upper support for convective development is still a bit unclear, but a slow-moving frontal zone may become the focus for moderate boundary layer destabilization this afternoon. A few vigorous thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds may be possible. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. In Boston, a northeasterly wind will keep it much cooler. We'll have a slight chance for showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs only in the low to mid 70s. And in Buffalo, a beautiful Friday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the mid 80s with a light breeze out of the west. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 102 set in 1911. Normal minimum temperature 61 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1978. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 3rd. We're looking at sunrise at 5:22 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:37 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and storms. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight. Some areas of fog after midnight as well. It'll be a humid night with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with a chance for showers and storms this afternoon, hot with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, humid with lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, patchy fog this morning, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be on the strong to severe side this afternoon. It'll be humid with highs in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms in the evening, patchy fog overnight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics and Southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Patchy fog this morning, partly sunny today. A chance of showers and storms in the morning, then showers and storms likely this afternoon. Again, some of those could be packing quite a wallop, with damaging winds and hail both possible. It'll be humid with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, some areas of fog overnight, and lows down near 60 degrees. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny with a chance for showers and storms. It'll be hot and humid with highs in the mid-80s. And tonight, mostly cloudy this evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Still a chance for showers and storms during the evening, otherwise humid with lows in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Independence Day Saturday. Some patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny. Highs in the low to mid-80s. For Sunday, a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. It'll be a slight chance. It'll be mostly sunny. Highs will start to warm up into the low and mid-80s with some upper 80s as well. Monday, a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid and upper 80s to near 90 degrees. Tuesday, mostly sunny, hot and humid. Highs will be in the mid and upper 80s to near 90 degrees. Wednesday and Thursday, chances for showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the upper 80s and low to mid 90s. Please have a safe and healthy Independence Day weekend. Be careful out there. Don't forget to wear your sunscreen, and please don't drink and drive. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.